I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo issued a steep list of demands Monday that he said should be included in a nuclear treaty with Iran. The treaty would replace the Obama-era deal, threatening the strongest sanctions in history if Iran doesn't change course.
We will apply unprecedented financial pressure on the Iranian regime. The leaders in Tehran will have no doubt about our seriousness.
Pompeo's list of 12 requirements included many that Iran is highly unlikely to consider. One requirement is Iran must stop enrichment of uranium, which was allowed within strict limitations under the 2015 deal. The world's two biggest economies are pulling back from the brink of a trade war. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the United States and China have pulled back from the brink of a trade war. Mnuchin tells Fox News Sunday high-level talks Thursday and Friday produced significant progress, and the U.S. is on track to achieve President Trump's goal of cutting the trade deficit with China.
We are going to reduce the trade deficit. We have an agreement with China that they will substantially agree to it.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he will order an investigation Monday into claims an FBI informant infiltrated his 2016 presidential campaign. Lawmakers reacted, including California Democrat Adam Schiff.
This claim by the president's suggestion by Giuliani that there is a political spy embedded in the Trump campaign is nonsense.
On Twitter, Trump further complained about the year-long investigation into whether his campaign colluded with Russia. This is VOA News. Many parents, families, and friends of the victims of Friday's mass shooting at a Texas high school attended church service.